Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Not too long from now, votes will be being cast by people who didn't do absentee voting. We are less than a day away from, yes, the end of the presidential election and the crowning of a new president. Dare I say, 24 hours from now, we may already know the outcome. I do believe it is a possibility. What will happen, I do not know. What I do know is we have come a long way. Almost 2 years, this battling, this screaming, this yelling has gone on. 16 before Trump fell to Trump in the presidential primaries on the Republican side. Nowhere near as many, but a very, very strong challenger. And Bernie Sanders gave Hillary a run for the money, but she withstood that. These two stand alone now, and tomorrow their fate will be signed, sealed, and delivered. Maybe. Again, we do not know how close this will be or how far away it will be. We do not know who's going to be screaming and yelling that there's been a rigged system. I've told you over and over again, we're going to get things like, well, there was voter intimidation. We're going to get things such as, you guys didn't understand, but over here, these ballots were only marked for Hillary. We're going to get a lot of those things, I think. But is it really enough to destroy everything? No, and I don't think it's going to be really all that a lot of people think it's going to be. But you will hear some of that. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to hear some of it. But the truth is, for the last 16 plus months, 18 months, these two have been at it, not only with their own party, but also with each other, and they will meet tomorrow. And the decision is, well, the decision's going to be an interesting one. But I don't think it's one that everybody should fret at and freak out at. And by that, I mean, many of you out there are already assuming that if Trump loses, everything is done for, right? You're going to lose everything you've ever dreamed of. The left is saying the same thing about, you know, if Trump wins. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. That's just it. We have no idea what's going to happen. Could there potentially be a great president among these two? There's always that potential. There's always potential that both of them, no matter who wins, could be, you know, essentially a run-of-the-mill president, adding nothing new or taking nothing really away from the country. I don't know. But as I look and see across this country, I've seen us become more divided, become more divisive. We have fought with each other. We have angered each other. We have screamed and yelled at each other. We've written horrible things back and forth to one another. We have fought each other over ideologies that, quite frankly, aren't as far away as people think. But because the farthest of the group on the left and the right seem to scream the loudest, it makes us all look like we're completely divided. And that's not true. It's not. Donald Trump tomorrow has a chance to do something that is amazing. An outsider in the way of never been in politics. An outsider in the way as in, while he knows politicians, he's not even run for any office. He's not been a councilman. He's not been a mayor. He's not been a senator. He's not been a governor. He is starting at the top. And while he knows many of these people personally, the truth is, it's pretty damn amazing when you think about it. He's had a meteoric ride that has been a roller coaster at times, that has been divisive, that has been loud, that at times been angry, and at the same time has been interesting, has been honest, and refreshing. Bill Maher this weekend said, you know what? We, the liberals, need to apologize. Because we said that, you know, we said that George Bush was going to ruin the country and he wasn't anything near like we thought he was going to be on the left side of the aisle. We said that McCain and Romney were going to destroy America and they were nowhere near what the perception was of them. And now they want us to believe that, oh, this guy really is going to. You can't call wolf. You can't scream wolf that many times and say, no, this time we really mean it. And I think the same thing goes to the left. I mean, the left created this kind of screaming and yelling and this kind of fear-mongering situation. We can look at the same thing, though. I'm going to tell you this right now. Hillary's not going to destroy our country. She may try to do some stuff to appease some of the screamers and the yellers on the left side of the aisle. And let me tell you, the two people that are going to give her the most flap over the next 4 years if she wins are in her own party. Oh, absolutely. Bernie Sanders is going to 110% give her stuff, right? And and Elizabeth Warren. They're both going to give her a long, hard, rough ride because they're going to want some stuff done that aren't. This is going to be pretty. That's not going to be to her benefit. But she's not going to destroy America. She's not. She doesn't hate America. She doesn't hate democracy. She loves herself first and foremost. But neither of these two people are going to destroy America. America's choice is being made as we speak. Absentee ballots are being called, being counted. You've got people that are voting. I mean, this is it. Tomorrow, it is it. It's done and dusted. Either way, though, we're going to wake up on Wednesday, and the world's going to be the world, right? Half the country is going to breathe a sigh of relief. The other half is going to fret for no reason. That, to me, is the thing that makes me laugh. Look, I love politics. I study it. I read about it all day. I talk to people in it. I immerse myself in it. I do. But I don't overreact. And I see too many people out there who are ready to overreact. I see too many people out there who are ready to lose it. People worried 4 years ago and then 8 years ago that at some point in time, Obama was coming for the guns, right? People were worried about that. People were worried about that. Oh, they're coming for the guns. It's over. They're coming for the guns. It's over. People worried, lo, those many years ago, that President Bush was going to take away your right to choose. Still there. We overreact. Two people tomorrow night are running that have a chance of winning. And by 5 or 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time, we'll probably have an idea of who's going to be the next president. We'll wake up the next day, and as I've said over and over again, the next day we wake up will be a Wednesday. History will have been made, but we can move on. And we prepare for what's the next 4 years. But your kids don't love you less. You're not going to get fired from your job. They're not going to cordon off the area you live in. They're not coming to take anything or to enslave you. Take a deep breath. That's what I want to tell everybody out there. Take a deep breath. Soak it all up. Get ready for an entertaining wild ride tomorrow. And we're going to be on it. Start 3 o'clock Pacific. We're going to go to 9 o'clock Pacific, essentially 6 p.m. to midnight on the East Coast. We're going to cover it up and down. We have Greg Carumba, who's going to be joining us throughout the evening. Jim Kennedy, Kennedy Institute of Public Policy Research, is going to be in here as well. We're going to have, you know, news and views and all kinds of things. We're going to be looking top to bottom, up and down, about everything that's going on inside of the political world. Not just the presidency, but can the Republicans continue to hold the House? How close is the Senate going to be? Are they going to lose that? This will give us a shape of where we're headed for the next 2 years and potentially 4. But it doesn't mean we're heading there forever. So if you're thinking about jumping off of a bridge tomorrow night, if you're thinking about this is it, I'm going to go hide under a rock. If you're thinking about any of those kind of things, take a step back. Breathe. Breathe. and realize while politics is important, and again, is a small slice of pizza in all that revolves around you and your world. All right? Tell you what, I saw the crowd out at in Pennsylvania. It's massive tonight for Hillary, but that's because Springsteen and Bon Jovi are getting free concerts. And then there, I think it's Trump is on his, he's going to two more places tonight. Hillary's got somewhere to go right after this. And then, of course, they'll hunker down for tomorrow. Both of them, dare I say, could use some super beats because they're going to need some energy and stamina. They're a little bit long in the tooth. Blood flow is important, especially as you get older. There is a natural way now to get all of these dietary nitrates into your body and convert them into nitric oxide. Easiest way to do that is super beets. That's right. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set and you're ready to roll. This is what I've been using for quite a long time. It gives me energy. It gives me a boost. The taste is delicious. I swear by it, and I think you will as well. And let me tell you something. Within 20 minutes, the energy and the stamina you feel is incredible. I tell you, give it a shot. And if you're worried about the taste, dare I say, you're saying, Chad, you know what? Oddly enough, it's Thanksgiving time, and I am worried about the taste because Grandma and Mom, they like to make beets. I'm not a big fan. Phil, tell them about the taste.
Well, as you know, I am certainly not a big fan of beets, and it tastes wonderful. I had it in the morning. I had it on before I took my flight home yesterday. I have 20 minutes. Feel the energy. Don't crash. I don't get jittery like I do from caffeine, and it tastes great.
In fact, they put it in the plane's engine so they had more energy and stamina. And look, Phil got here even earlier, and that's what we love about it. Hey, get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips, free to use before and after drinking Super Beets. Make sure it's working in your body. Plus, you can get a book. It's called Beat the Odds. It's absolutely free. And all of this comes to you with free shipping. Remember this. It's guaranteed or your money back. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works, and it works big time. Go to chadbeats.com, order today, or call 800-561-2677 and tell them Chad sent you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Text the show 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, unfortunately, one of these three candidates will win. I'm assuming Gary Johnson is the one they're talking about as the third. I predict, not prefer Clinton. My question is, how many terms does she serve? I think it's one term for either. I really do. I think into the third year, Trump will say that he doesn't want to do this anymore. And I don't know. The way that I look at our country is that we're ebbs and flows in our country, and that if Hillary wins tomorrow, we're usually about 12 years and then we're about done. We've had enough of that party running the show, and we'll look for somebody else. And especially if things continue the way they've been, which doesn't really seem to, you know, think that it's not going to. I think we're going to continue to see it move the way it has been, which is a very stagnant society. And as far as our economy goes, it'll be slow at times. And we may get a bump here and there, but it's also cyclical. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I think one for either of them is probably what you're going to get. Thing about Trump is, you know, the whole to me, the excitement about Trump is easy. He's not a politician. I want to see what somebody who's got a voice that's loud enough to be in there, who's not a politician, and who has the power to really pull back the curtains and talk about the corruption. And I think, unlike other politicians, he'll call people, even from his own party, who, by the way, haven't been too nice to him, on the floor for things. He'll call them out. He'll throw them straight under the bus. So we'll see what happens. We will. But either way, I think it's only one term for either of them. Hey! I just looked out the window. It's only 5:25 here in California, and yes, it is dark indeed. It's dangerous this time of year. Not because it's darker and we should worry about running into stuff or anything like that. It's because we, especially right after daylight savings hit, become more depressed. That's right. This is according to a study from Aarhus University in Denmark, along with Copenhagen and Stanford. They analyzed about 160,000 plus people who were depressed diagnosed after this began and found out that it comes on extremely hard. So you've got this daylight savings where you and I know we hate this, right? We get excited because we get an extra hour, and nobody hates an extra hour of sleep. I don't really care either way. I was in here super early today. Either way, it means nothing to me because I don't sleep much anyways. But I do say when I go outside, I feel a little down because there's no sunshine outside, and I like a little bit of sunshine. And they said the reason they believe there are more severe depressions is because there is less sunlight. Why does it happen this way? I don't know. But they feel that there is a difference between having the depression and the severe depression that comes on. That's why they're saying what they're looking for people to do in order to fight through something like this, especially if you feel yourself becoming down and depressed. I mean, we talk about like the, you know, in the northwest of America where, you know, there was joke about, you know, suicides and you know, being a dentist in a place like Seattle's dangerous because of suicide. Dentists are the ones who commit the most suicides. The truth is it's all of us. So what they say to do is get out earlier in the day, go work out. If your lunch, rather than eat it inside of a restaurant, try to eat it outside if you have a chance. Take a walk. Try to soak up as much sunshine and get exercise, and also get to the gym so you can get endorphins flowing through your body by working out. That's one of the best ways to get out there and to fight off the depression. But there's no doubt that all of us feel it this time of the year. We get sad, we get down, we get depressed, and it's not hard to when we realize that we've got a long time till summer returns. It's going to be cold soon, and oh, by the way, it's dark at 4. And for a lot of us, that just sucks. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. And check out ChadBensonShow.com. I got all kinds of cool stuff on there. Text the show. Feel free to do it. Get your text on the air, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Watch this in football. Take our mind off this. Not a good start for Seattle at home. Buffalo getting busy early on. Blocking some pumps, it looks like. People texting me. Feel free to do it, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, my last political question to you, Chad, who do you think will win the election? I've told you this, and I'm going to tell it to you again. Tomorrow will probably echo the same. I do believe that Hillary is still going to win this election. My gut is saying at one time it was a much larger victory for Hillary. But I still think she's going to eke it out. I think tomorrow at this time we'll know who the president's going to be. But the way that this whole thing has gone down, right? And there's always a but. The way that, first and foremost, I don't believe voters. And by that I mean, because of the polarization of this election, like people who said they were going to vote for Romney, they didn't fear backlash. People who said they were going to vote for McCain, they didn't fear backlash. Bush, and the same thing goes for people who were going to vote for Kerry or for going to vote for Gore or Obama. There wasn't that backlash that people feel now when it comes to especially Trump. Saying you're going to vote for Trump, there's not a lot of people out there who throw that out there. Yes, you see more signs. Yes, in social media, there's a ton of social media is bigger and all of those things. But I also think buyers are liars in a lot of way. I think there could be very much an opportunity here that has been missed by the polling companies across the board, which is the way that they've done polling data, it doesn't really show and the true reflection of how many people actually support Trump. But not all of it's their fault. There's a good portion of us, again, that have lied to pollsters because we don't want to seem like we're... Because the minute you say you vote for Trump, there's something in other people's minds who think you don't like Mexicans and you're racist. How could you vote for somebody like that? And so, as we all know, as we see the way that we deal with race in this country, the minute we think somebody's going to call us a racist or they say you're a racist, it shuts down all conversations. So I think there's a huge point in that. I will say this. Had there not been the whole wall and the whole thing with, you know, the Mexicans are criminals and rapists and this, that, had there not been that, had Trump said, we're going to fix immigration and this is how we're going to do it, and it was more of a straight line kind of immigration situation, had there not been that, I would wonder how people would feel. But because of the race thing and because of always the fear factor of being labeled something, I think people take a step back because they fear being labeled that. And I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody. I don't. But I think the pollsters may have missed some. Now, how much is it? Is it enough to make up 4 or 6 points here and there? Potentially. Is it enough to give him the Electoral College? Potentially. But does my gut still say that she has got the edge? Yes. But I think she's also going to wake up Wednesday morning and realize that this victory that was once so easily at hand was way close. Way, way too close for her comfort. And secondly, that she does not have a mandate and that there is half of the country that wants nothing to do with her. And if you really are honest, think about this. Half the country doesn't want anything to do with her, and there's probably half that are voting for her because it's not him. So maybe only a quarter of the people voting are actually voting for Hillary Clinton. That's something to think about. So if there's 100 million people voting tomorrow, 25 million will be voting for Hillary, and she may win, but 75% of them aren't happy she did. So not only do you not have this mandate, you don't even have half the country that's in your corner. The way that some people voted for you was you're just not him. And going forward, you know, I thought about it over this last couple of days. Going forward, when it comes to politics, a lot of people are freaking out. Is this it for the Republicans? Are they done? Is this it? Is there going to be no more? Is this the final thing for the Republicans? Republicans are going to have a civil war, all right? A civil war of infighting. There's going to be some thinning of the herd in the Republican Party. I think they have too many people who don't see eye to eye. I don't think they really have an idea of how they're going to take the country forward in some ways. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have, in many ways, not even so much abandoned their principles, but they've stopped trying to be who they once were. They don't reach across the aisle. They don't talk to minority communities. They just aren't the Republicans that I think a lot of people once remembered. And I think inside of that, there's going to be a huge fight. Now, the Republicans have to adapt and they have to change their message. And there is a lot of people out there who have never voted Republican that may vote Republican now, not because they like the Republican, but because they like Donald Trump because he's not a politician. And they don't like Hillary because she's the same old same as far as they're concerned. But going forward, how are they going to get people here? How are they going to get the young people here? Well, let me tell you something about the young people. Young people rebel against their parents. Right? We remember that. Young people rebel against their parents. You had the greatest generation that was somewhat conservative, followed by the baby boomers, who were very liberal, followed by the Gen Xers, who tend to be a little bit more conservative, followed by this millennial generation that tends to be a little bit more liberal. And the next generation, I think, will be more conservative. because it's not cool. If your parents are this, you're usually something else. So I'm not worried about that. Now, the bringing in the massive amounts of people and giving them the opportunity to vote, that would worry me because you've created a permanent underclass. I mean, essentially, bringing that many people in, out of those people, and California is a perfect example of this, all right? California is a perfect example of what happens in situations like this. Over the last decade or two, I don't know how many million-plus people have moved into California, but out of those people, very few of them are taxpayers. And taxpayers by the hundreds and thousands have fled California, much like they've done in Detroit, where the people that fronted the bills have all left. And what they've done is they've created a permanent underclass of people that will always vote in a Democratic way. Now, we have a tendency to zig and zag. We will go one way for a while. And then when we think the other party has gotten too much power and has taken us off track, we'll start to lean the other way. Because I think we're not as stupid as the media made it out to be. We're not as divided as the right side and the left side of the aisle would like to have you believe. That does scare me a little bit, but not enough. We're a smart enough nation to get this right. 4 years here that's going to take place between one of these two candidates isn't the sinking of our nation. And in fact, in many ways, I look at it as the strengthening of our nation. I'll tell you why. Because I think we'll start to realize that it doesn't matter who's in place, we're still the greatest nation on earth, and we can still fight through no matter what. Got to come at it with the glasses half full kind of thing. Know this, either one of these people is going to be sitting in the president's seat in the Oval Office on January 20th. It's going to happen. That's just it. Not BSing you. There's no Comey coming in tomorrow saying, wait, I found something. That's not going to happen. All right? It's not. She's not going to have a stroke, I don't think. That is and all these things, it's just not. And for Trump, he's going to be there too if he wins. And there's no like, hey, you know what? Maybe they'll find some other thing that Trump did to a girl, or maybe they'll find this, or it's not going to happen. One of these two is going to be president. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It doesn't mean we need to flee the country. It doesn't mean any of those things. In fact, it makes me laugh when I hear people say that. I hear people say all the time, right? Whether it be stars or just people on Facebook. Oh, my God, if so-and-so wins, I'm leaving the country. You can't stop me. That's a bunch of BS. You're not going anywhere. First of all, where are you going to go that A, wants you, that B, you can afford, and that C, is going to compare anywhere to who we are? I would love to hear that. And trust me, I see all these people, the Streisands of the world. I see all these other stars that say they're leaving if Trump becomes president. Right? I hear the same thing on Facebook. I'm leaving. I'm going to such and such a place if Hillary becomes president. No, you're not going to do that. It's a worry, though. In fact, it's so much of a worry that a moving company actually came to me because they thought, oh, we'll start running ads everywhere because people are going to be wanting to get the hell out of Dodge as fast as possible. So they came to me and said, will you record a voiceover for us? And we did it. Check it out. The election is here, and it's time for close to half of you to pack your bags and get ready for that much-promised and whined-about move to Canada, Mexico, or Lithuania. At Drama Queen Movers, we'll help you get to that perfect place with no fuss, no muss, and we'll even provide the shipping containers to help you get out of Dodge fast. Our first and only priority is to help you get to that safe space where no one can ever take your guns. Your free speech is always protected, as well as your choice. And neither Trump nor Hillary will make the hairs on the back of your neck ever stand up again. And right now, Drama Queen Movers have operators standing by for your fake overreaction. Call 555-MOVE-NOW. That's 555-MOVE-NOW. Drama Queen Movers, where we don't move anything except a whole lot of hot air. I think that's about right there. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love getting your text messages. Wrap it up.
take it, wrap it up. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We are wrapping it up. Just saw that Robert De Niro nabbed a role in David O. Russell's new show that's going to be on Amazon, starring along Julianne Moore. He's going to get a cool $850,000 per episode. That's good money if you can get it. I'll tell you what. This is why, I mean, you want to know why network TV, here's the perfect example of adapt or die. Right? This is a perfect example of how in life you need to adapt or you die. Network television is struggling big time. They realize that. Viewership is down. People are watching it in a much different way than they ever have before. They're picking and choosing in ways that they've never had before. You don't get the same eyes on the, you know, at the same time as you used to. You may get 30 million people to watch as a show, but they're going to do it when they want to do it. But the one thing that they can't do is do what a lot of people want to do, which is they want to have these freedoms without these mucky mucks standing over them saying, change this, change that. What about this? What about that? And so they're all the big stars are gravitating because it's a shorter schedule. So instead of doing 23 episodes, 22 episodes, they're doing 8. They work it around the schedule. So they may do 8 or 12 now, and then they may do 8 or 12 in 15 months. So, I mean, look at everything from the Sopranos all the way through to Game of Thrones and all of these other shows where it's not, hey, every year it comes out this time. Plus, the freedom and the money's there. 850 grand, that's a lot of scratch an episode. And De Niro, when do you think De Niro would do some TV? No, because he realizes he's going to have the chance to make a film-like show over a period of time that is going to suit not only his schedule and his pocketbook, but it's going to suit his creative juices as well, because he's not going to be cast in a situation where he can't be or play the character the way it may need to be played because of the restrictions of television. It's going to be this is why. But they better figure out a way to adapt or they're going to die. How many of you out there have cut the cord altogether when it comes to cable? Probably a ton of you. And most of you who could figure out a way to get that one thing that you watch that you have to keep cable for, whether it be sports or whether it be some of these, the minute you can figure that out, you're going to cut it. Because you got the Hulu, you got the Amazon, you got Vudu, you got Netflix, you have all of those things. Boom. And the minute you can get your sports or the local news or whatever it is that drags you back there, you'll do it in a heartbeat. You'll do it in a heartbeat. Tomorrow is Election Day. People are worried out there. A lot of people scared. A lot of people are whatever. You've got these, you know, you're so, I don't even know how to explain it. The anticipation, you're worried that tomorrow is going to somehow be the detriment of the United States. I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. I really am. And I know, look, we joke around on the show a lot. That's what we do. We love the fact that we can have satire. We can joke around like we just did with the sweet commercial and some of the other things that we do. But I take politics serious, and I do love politics. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm politicked out. I really am. I am over the length of this cycle, and I'm over the negativity, not so much from the candidates, but from the people inside of the world that we all live in, i.e. Facebook and social media, the disdain that they have for one another when they were once friends. We're going to wake up Wednesday to the same world we went to sleep with Tuesday. We may have a history-breaking night in the sense that we're going to see somebody who's never been a politician ascend ascend to the presidency. Or we may have a woman. We've never had a woman as a president. But either way, they're just people. And yes, politics is important. And yes, I'm excited to see what takes place, but I'm also over the way that we have treated each other. Because I think, quite frankly, it's disappointing me. I think it's disappointed a lot of you out there. Many of you have unfriended people. Many of you have decided to get off social media, or you've blocked people. People that maybe at one time you had a lot in common with. Maybe at one time you really did call your friends, but because somebody has got an R or D by their name and they believe something, you've changed the way you feel about them, and vice versa. And that's been the most disappointing thing of all. It really has. Come Tuesday at this time, and maybe a little bit later, we'll know who's going to be president of the United States and who's going to be leading us for the next 4 years. But come Wednesday morning, we all wake up again, not as Republicans and Democrats, but as Americans. And let's get ourselves on the right track and enough of the BS and realize that we're the greatest country on earth. We can be greater again, but we are already great. And we're not as far apart as we think. Solid, fun show tomorrow night. Long and strong is what we're doing. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. Text the show, 323-538-2423. That is the number to text, 24/7, 365. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your night. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.